We're going to be joined by Petrus Palmu, who just signed his 3-year entry-level contract with the Vancouver Canucks, a 6th-round pick from last year's draft, John. And he had a really good season for himself as a rookie playing with men in Finland.
Yeah, it's funny because when we look at overseas prospects update, go to Turku in Finland,
right?
Obviously all eyes on Jalevi. And with reason, he's a 5th overall draft pick. He's obviously a big part of that defense moving forward. But Petrus Palmu had himself a very good, effective year. If I'm not mistaken, he was Rookie of the Year in Finland. And obviously, you know, Sammy Salo had really good things to say about him as an assistant coach of his. Built like a fire hydrant is what we keep hearing about this guy. He's short, sure. I think he's around 5'6", but boy, is he thick, and
yes,
he's strong, and on those edges, he's hard to knock off. He is one of the shorter hockey players to ever lace them up. You look at the history of the NHL, I believe the shortest player was like 5'4".
Yeah, he's 5'6".
Yeah, so he's not that far off.
not that small.
But at the same time, you look at the success that a guy like Martin St-Louis had. You look at the success that Johnny Gaudreau is having right now in the NHL. This game is shifting towards smaller, speedier, skilled forwards. So Petrus Palmu, I think there's reason to be excited that the Canucks, they went for the upside in a 6th rounder. And it's already paid off here if you consider that he's had a good year professionally.
Honestly, if a 6th round pick plays well enough for you to sign him to an entry-level contract,
that's a win.
He's already exceeded expectations.
Exactly.
Because now he's gotten signed. Now anything beyond this point is gravy. And of course, you hope that he's able to accomplish more and just be more than a player who just signed an entry-level contract. But I would assume that he's going to come over and he'll most likely play in Utica next season and sort of start building his way up. But we've spoken to a couple of his teammates, of course, from Owen Sound, the most notable one being Jonah Gadjevich, 2nd-round pick from the Canucks last year. We talked to him not that long ago when his season with Owen Sound ended and before he came over with the Comets. He didn't play for the Comets during the postseason, but he was sort of talking to the organization afterwards. We asked him about Petrus Palmu, and he couldn't say enough good things. And we also had Sean Durzi on, a defenseman for the Owen Sound attack, who is going to be draft eligible this year. The second time he's in the draft.
That's
and
right.
He could be going as high as a 2nd round. That's how good he is. Even though he's going back in the draft, he's sort of viewed as a potentially top 40, top 50 prospect. Both these guys could not say enough good things about Petrus Palmu.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that stands out the most about Petrus Palmu, they mentioned, outside of his skill, of course, and his hockey ability, how hard he works.
Right.
And if you are undersized, you're 5'6", you got to have to work super hard. And that's what he does. And we do have the man of the hour on the line right now. Petrus Palmu joins us from Finland, just fresh off signing his 3-year entry-level contract with the Canucks. Petrus, first of all, congratulations. How are you feeling today? A happy day for you, I must imagine.
Thank you very much. I feel very good. Thanks.
Yeah, no, I can imagine that. I mean, you know, what was your journey been like to get here? Because you've been passed up in the draft before. You're finally selected in the 6th round last year by the Canucks. This season you're playing in Finland, and now you're almost fast-tracking yourself to the National Hockey League. Did you sort of imagine this would happen maybe a couple years ago when you were passed up in the draft once before?
Yeah, I know my dream has been, play NHL someday. And, you know, I'm a little undersized, but, I always believed that I can play in NHL. And, it was tough, very tough journey to get the first NHL contract and, lots of work and practices and everything. So, it's a little harder when you're smaller, mm-hmm. smaller player, but I feel very good that I get the opportunity, show what I can do.
Absolutely, and this is only the beginning for you, Petrus, and a very exciting time for you and your family, I imagine. But when you were growing up, and I know you're still young, but when you were growing up, did you look at guys like Martin St-Louis as an example of how smaller players can succeed in the NHL?
Yeah, I watch a lot, and it's funny that my dad played hockey, and he said, you're gonna be a small player, and if you wanna play high level, you have to be a little bit faster, stronger than the bigger guys, and I got that and started to work on things and did maybe a little bit more work than everyone else, and now I'm going there and get the chance, so it's very nice.
I imagine, yeah. It's like I said, it's an exciting time for you and your family. So when Canucks fans hear the name Petrus Palmu, what do you see for yourself as an NHL player? A top 6 forward with upside or somebody who can go all up and down the lineup?
I think I'm pretty all-around guy. I know I'm my strengths are in offensive. I can be an offensive player, but I'm still, you know, I can play defense and, you know, like I said, all around. So, of course, I want to be top six player someday and, you know, earn the spot in Vancouver lineup. But, you know, I just try to do my best every day and, you know, believe myself. So maybe because I got the contract now, so maybe I can play someday in NHL.
No question about that, Petras. And so for your plan for next season, are you... You're planning on coming over here then and sort of try to make the Canucks, but most likely start with the Comets. Is that sort of what you've been talking to the organization about?
Yeah, I got released by TPS, and I have talked a little bit. So, you know, you never know what's going to happen, but, you know, maybe AHL is my spot right now where I'm going to play. But, you know, you never know. I try to do my best and show what I can do. But just like I said, I try to do my best. That's the biggest thing.
Yeah, and you know what? I mean, you did play on the same team as Olli Jalevi, of course, in Finland. What was it like playing with him and somebody that you might be playing with next season?
Yeah, it was very nice. You know, we're good friends. We played in the same team when we played in Jokerit Juniors, and you know, I know him, and it was very good to got him in TPS too. And you know, it was very nice. He's a very good player. You know, he has struggled a little bit, you know, but I think he played a very good year and, you know, got better. So it's very nice that we are in the same team now again and have a, you know, together a journey and have somebody who speaks Finnish too.
Yeah, no question about that. Hey, Petras Palmu, listen, congratulations on finally signing your entry-level contract with the Canucks. We wish you the best of luck. We look forward to seeing you here in the summer, and we'll get a chat with you in person when you get down here finally.
Yeah, of course.
All right.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Petras.
Kiitos.
Yeah,
that's some.
Yeah, thanks. Kiitos.
Yeah, that's some great insight. Talking to Petras Palmu, signed a 3-year entry-level contract with the Canucks today, 6th-round pick by the organization.
Sportsnet 650.